podcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
If we are attacked by nuclear weapons, these are the warning sounds you must recognize. First, the attack warning. If an attack is expected, the sirens will sound a rising and falling note like this.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
All right, all, welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca on this very wet, nasty day outside. Yes, I've got my Doc Martens on, and I've got my trusty umbrella, and that didn't seem to... I still didn't seem to get a reprieve from getting drenched, so there you go. The show is Generation Annihilation, and I got to see a good show last week. Last Saturday, I got to see Buzzcocks, classic act, who have been going strong for 40 years, and it's awesome. And we're going to be showcasing a band who aren't, they've been around for almost 40 years, but as an actual recording band, probably more like 37. I'm talking about the Mighty Discharge. And unfortunately, they canceled their tour. They were supposed to play here. Well, they didn't cancel their tour. Here's what happened. They were supposed to play here next Wednesday, and we'd heard the rumors of them not getting their visas. And it turns out they did get their visas, but they got scheduled for an interview with the London Embassy before they could play here. So that was taking place during the tour. So they will be rescheduling their tour, which was supposed to kick off this Saturday at the Maryland Death Fest. So yeah, we're gonna get into we're gonna do a showcase on Discharge, and you know, before I like to get into it. So yeah, I was disappointed, but yeah, I will definitely be seeing them when they reschedule in August. And yeah, just hearing some remarks from people saying, oh well, you know, it's not the real Discharge without Cal, their original singer. It's not Discharge, and yeah, they're not who they once were. Well, their new album is absolutely incredible. It's called End of Days. It's on Nuclear Blast Records. Came out April of this year, and it is just such a monster. It's definitely the best thing they've done, I think, and one of the best produced. Songwriting is the best thing since the Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing record, which came out in 1982. So for those of you griping and bitching, well, you probably weren't even born when Discharge put out their first record in 1980. At least some of you weren't. So there you go. And we're going to get into another old band that just released a new record this year. Yeah, just came out. I'm talking about UK Subs. And yeah, they've just completed their mission in a letter in... an album released for every letter of the alphabet. So, yeah, this is the latest from them. It's a track called I've Got a Gun on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
In London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Gone blessed and deceased. Today I am You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The Reverberation Appreciation Society, Timber Concerts, and CITR are bringing you Levitation Vancouver once again in the heart of the city from June 16th to 19th. Featuring local and international experimental and psychedelic artists Flying Lotus, The OCs, White Lung, Pines, Dead Ghosts, and so much more. Check out the schedule and get your passes now at levitationvancouver.com.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. At the start of the sets, we heard from UK Subs from their latest release, Zizo. Name of the track we heard was called I've Got a Gun, followed with Charge, going back to the early 80s from the UK. Perfection Plus was the name of the CD this came out on, and it's on Cherry Red Records. Don't know a whole lot about this band, but yeah, they kind of did the... raunchy punk thing, then they kind of went more goth, as you heard in that track, or more post-punk, or whatever you want to call it. We heard a track called Dancing on Graves, and we followed with a new act on Profane Existence Records. They're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They're called Silence, and name of the release is called The Deafening Sound of Absolutely Nothing, and name of the track we heard was called War Drums. Anything's off with Spectres from Vancouver from their brand new release on Deranged Records. It's called Utopia. 16 Years is the name of the track. We had to wait a while for that album. Had to wait about a good year. But it's finally out. The vinyl's out. Check it out and check out the Spectres. So we're going to get into the showcase I was talking about Discharge. Forgot to mention, we started the whole show off with a new track from their release, the title track, End of Days, and we're going to hear some of their stuff as well, and some more stuff off that release as well, but we're going to talk about the very beginnings of Discharge. Discharge were formed from Tez, Terrence Roberts, and Tony Bones Roberts in Stoke-on-Trent, England, and at the time, they had a bass player named Nigel Bamford, and a guy named Akko on drums, and the lineup changed around from 78 to 79 with Tez on vocals, and as the 70s drew to a close, Discharge got very hard and angry, it's arguably that they were the first hardcore punk band to emerge from the UK. They were definitely the heaviest band of the time. And the other bands that were around in the era known as UK 82 era, there's some pretty heavy bands, but Discharge were by far the heaviest, and they had a huge influence in punk and metal. You can hear it in thrash, grindcore, and some very poignant lyrics all about war and death and famine, and from a political pacifist form of view. So yeah, we're going to take you back to the debut 7-inch Realities of War. At this time, they had a vocalist named Cal. Yeah, he was a roadie, and he joined on vocals, and he sang with them through the 80s till they broke up in 86, got the band back together around in the early 90s. And we're not going to hear all periods of Discharge. We're going to hear the periods that Tez and Bones played on, because that was the hardest and the angriest, and they were the originators of the band. And some of the stuff that Cal did with them was decent, but there was a bit that was just god-awful. But we'll talk about that later on. But without further ado, let's get into the set. Going back to 1980... on Clay Records, produced by Mike Stone, this is Discharge with a track called Realities of War.
Let's go some Inside of our home fields, both hands and first, not to be found. What is the black of journey? The world is just now. Run, sister, run, run. Run, sister, run, run. People die, please keep playing. When you sit down, don't say no. Run, sister, run, run. Run, sister, run, run. Shit up for too long, run up for this town free now. Run, sister, run, 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 sister, run, run. Stand up, run for freedom, stand up, run for run, run, sister, run, run. Run, sister, run, 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 sister, run, run.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, we heard four tracks by the mighty Prolific Discharge from the Realities of War 7-inch release. We heard the title track, Realities of War, and yeah, that one did quite well in the independent charts. And yeah, John Peel played it on his show, and yeah, that record went to go on and sell 30,000 copies. Hard to believe for, you know, a band of that caliber on an independent record label at the time. In 1980, when punk rock was considered to be dead by the mainstream media. Followed by their second single, Fight Back, also out in 1980. We heard the title track, Fight Back. And, yeah, from the Decontrol 7-inch, we heard a track called It's No TV Sketch. Their third 7-inch for Clay Records. And we heard a track from the... Why 12-inch EP Maimed and Slaughtered, and that song had the beat in it known as the D-Beat, which Discharge are commonly known for, and which formed an entire musical genre. Yeah, D-Beat, punk, yeah, Maimed and Slaughtered by Discharge, and yeah, by the time the Why 7-inch came around, it was 1981, and there was a bit of a lineup change. Bambi from The Insane joined on drums. He wasn't in the band for that long. And then Gary from The Verruckers joined the band. And yeah, it should also be noted that The Verruckers share similar song titles, or share some of the same song titles, and were Discharge were a big influence on them. And Rat from The Verruckers went to sing in Discharge after. And, yeah, we're going to talk about that in a bit, but we're going to hear a track from the 1982 classic LP. This is one of the LPs that helped shape thrash metal, and some of the big game players in the genre will admit that as well. So, yeah, let's get into another track from Discharge, from the Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing release. This is a track called Maimed and Slaughtered on Generation Annihilation.
Off the road is living in conformity. Powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities, on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream we could start again.
This is Cure for the Restarts. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, and we heard a bunch of tracks from the legendary Discharge from Stoke-on-Trent, England, from the Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing release. Going back originally to 1982 on Clay Records, we heard a track called Meanwhile, followed by the Never Again 7-inch, we heard a track called Death Dealers. And from the State Violence, State Control release, we heard that track. And, yeah, those tracks are going back to 1982. And once 1983 had rolled around, Tony Bones, guitar player for Discharge, had quit. And he formed a band called Broken Bones with his brother, Tez, who had drummed on the first few Discharge releases. And Cal, the singer, kept the band going, started going a more metal direction. By the time 83 had rolled around, 84, and by the time 86 had rolled around, they put out one of the most god-awful records of all time called Grave New World, which got them booed and heckled and beer bottle pelted off many a stages all across North America. And yeah, Discharge got back together in the early 90s with Cal. Again, not so great, but a little better than they were in 1986, and it wasn't until 2002 that the original band got back together and put out a very good record, and it was their self-titled record, first record that they ever put out that was self-titled in 2002. And we're going to hear a track off that, and the name of the track we're going to hear is called Corpse of Decadence on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Lies. Because you listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Hope you enjoyed this spotlight on Discharge. And we started things all off with Discharge going back to 2002 on Sanctuary Records. Almost As Live was the name of the track. And yeah, that was the original lineup of Cal, Tez, Bones, and Rainey. And, yeah, Cal wouldn't tour after he recorded and they released that album, so they got Rat from the Veruckers to sing with him, and he sang with them from 2003 to 2008, and he sang on The Beginning of the End, 7-inch, which we heard, and the Desensitize LP, which we heard as well. Blood of the Innocent was the name of the track, and then we heard a track from the latest release from Discharge, End of Days, brand new for 2016 on Century Media Records, and that is an awesome record. And if you're a Discharge fan, I don't see why you wouldn't appreciate it. You know, it's a different vocalist, the drumming's a bit different, but the Bones' leads are spot on, and the production is top-notch, and the songs are as fierce as ever. And unfortunately, due to visa issues, they didn't make it to Canada on Wednesday, but you will get to see them in August, and I will as well, and I'm looking forward to it, because they haven't been here since 1982. They tried playing here in 1986 for the much-maligned Grave New World record, and unlike other cities that saw the show and pelted them off stage, well, they just didn't sell any tickets here, so they canceled the show. But yeah, so that's, you know, that over 30 years has been since they've been. So, yeah, go see Discharge when they come here in August. Classic band, one of the most influential bands of all time. Like I said earlier, they spawned an entire musical genre called the DB genre, and a lot of bands name themselves after Discharge, including this band here, or name themselves after Discharge records and Discharge songs, including the band we're going to hear right now called Decontrol. All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. We heard from Saskatoon's Decontrol from the Sites of War. Name of the track. We heard a track called Sites of War, and we heard a local act who were around, I guess I'm going to, on a whim, say about 6 years ago. Fear of Tomorrow, No Fucking Future, No Fucking Way, Profit from Misery. And yeah, this concludes Generation Annihilation. Up next, before we go, going to tell you about a cool fest that I've been talking about over the last month or so. I'm talking about the Have a Good Laugh Fest, June 9th and 12th. A whole bunch of cool bands: Disorder, Paranoid, Mass Grave, Sex Face, Dog's Body, Screaming Dead, Total Abuse, Spectres, Narcoleptics, PMS 84, The Dark Allergy, War Tribe, Ana, Oaf, Sus Law, Desgradios, Bedbugs, Conform, Last Case, Vlaines, Cheap Appeal, and a whole bunch of others. That's June 9th to 12th in Vancouver, BC, at a bunch of different venues. And we're going to be showcasing that festival next weekend on the show. And you can get tickets and stuff at www.thoughtdecay.com. And you can like Generation Annihilation, this show, on Facebook. And you can check us out online, our playlists, podcasts, all that kind of fun stuff. www.generationannihilation.com. And we've got Power Chord up next with a brand new host. Who is this?
Bridget.
And she's going to take you to a really cool edition of Power Chord after a word from our sponsors. How does that sound?
unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl underground, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.